Hi, this is Eric Elder, broadcasting live from the ranch. I've just written a new devotional that you can find on our website, and it's just free to you. It's something that I want you to use to encourage you in your time with God. It's just a small little book, and on your website, you'll find it just in 14 separate days, and it's called 2 Weeks with God. And I would like to encourage you to spend 2 weeks with God. You can even start today and just enjoy some time reading through a few stories. On every day, there's a few stories, and there's some prayers that you can pray. There are some Bible verses that you can look up and just get encouragement in your life, different issues that you might face in your life, questions of why does it take God so long to answer my prayers, or what is the meaning of my life, or what can I do to help clear my mind from the frustration and the confusion that's going on around me. So if you're interested in spending some time with God, I'd like to encourage you to go through that book. And tonight, I just want to talk about a few things. Why that's helpful to spend some time with God. Why is it helpful to go through a devotional and to devote some time to God every day? Well, there are a number of practical reasons, and I'm going to give you just three of them tonight. And we're going to just read a few of these scriptures that are before you. If you can look at the message notes on your screen, there are two scriptures that I want to highlight right now at your and bring your attention to. Down under the outline section, there's a scripture from Matthew 11:28, and it's the words of Jesus, and he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." God's message for you today is, "Come to me." God says, "Come to me, come to me. That is why I created you. I will give you rest, I will give you peace." As the verse in Philippians that's there on your screen says, Philippians 4:7, "Present your request to God. Do not be anxious about anything, but with everything by prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God, and He will give you the peace that passes understanding." God has a peace that He wants to give you. He wants to clear your mind. He wants to bring rest to your soul, and you can only get it by coming to Him. He loves you to do it, and He wants you to do it. I want you to read a few more reasons why coming to God can help you clear your mind and why this devotional will help you. So if you would take just a minute or two to read the introduction from the devotional Clear My Mind, I'm going to play a little bit on the piano, and you can read, it's right there on your message notes, just read the introduction from 2 Weeks with God.
Thank you.
There are three main points that I want to make today about spending time with God and the practical value of that. And the first point is that God knows you better than anyone else. Have you ever wished that you had a friend that you could just come and talk to and you could pick up right where you left off, that you didn't have to go through explaining all the stories, you didn't have to explain to them everything that happened and all the background, and they just knew it. They just knew where you were, and you could just sort of fall apart right in front of them and you say, whew, this is what's happened to me. It's been nice in my life when I've had friends like that on occasion, but God is there for you all the time, and He knows everything you've gone through. He knows about you more than anyone else does. The Bible says in Psalm 139:4, before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. Before we can even utter the words, God already knows what we're going to say. He already knows what we've been through. He knows when we've sat down and when we've gotten up. He knows us. He created us in the depths of our mother's womb. He knows everything about us. And so He's very much able to sit and listen and just pick up where you left off last. Psalm 50, 10 and 11 talks about how much God knows about the earth. Then you wonder, how can God possibly know about me? Well, it says in Psalm 50, verses 10 and 11, one more time. In verse 10, he says, for every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the creatures of the field are mine. God says He knows every bird on the mountains. And look what Jesus says about this in Luke. This is in Luke 12, talking about birds and talking about humans and the difference between the two. In Luke 12, verse 6, it says, are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. God not only knows the sparrows, but He knows you. And you're worth so much more to Him than even a sparrow is. And so God very much cares about you. He knows you. He knows the depths of your being. And what's even better is, God is not only one who knows you and listens to you, but He answers your prayers. He will listen to what you have to say, and then He will act upon that, and He will respond to that. And when you come to Him and bring your request to Him, God doesn't take those lightly. He takes a very serious look at those, and He answers those and brings an answer that will be the best for you. So He's definitely the best one to come to, and it's worth coming to Him every day. Number two is, as far as a practical value for your life, is that when you spend some quiet time with God every day, He will allow you to have some focus to your day. I have a friend who's an anchorman for a news station, and every night he does the news, and he'll go on before 800,000 people in his particular market. This is an article about him in a newspaper, and it says about my friend. It's got a picture of him with his Bible open, and this is in a secular newspaper in a large city, and it says, he starts the day reading his Bible. Quiet time each morning centers him, he says. Then you step out that door and it's, all right, world, throw it at me. See, he can face people, he can face an audience of 800,000 people because he has spent time alone with God that morning. And he's not going to be fazed by people's reactions, people's likes or dislikes, because he has a focus to his day. Now, if you don't make God the focus of your day, believe me, you will have still a focus to your day. You might focus on your work, you might focus on a relationship, maybe your spouse or your children or your parents or a friend. You might focus on your health or your finances. You are going to focus on something during your day. And what I want to encourage you to do is to make God the central focus of your day. Because those other things will change. They'll go up and down, and your emotions, your attitude will go up and down with it. When your job starts going down, you're going to go right down with it if that's the focus of your day. When your relationships start to go down, when your success starts to go up, you're going to make that the focus of your life, and you're going to get sidetracked by that success. So there are things that you're going to focus on that are going to make you have huge swings in your mood and your attitude and your outlook on life. But if you will focus on God, He is unchanging. He is constant. He is stable. And it says in the Bible that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God never changes. So if you want some stability in your life, some peace in your life that can withstand all the torrential rains that come at you, you can focus on God and make God the focus of your day, and that'll change your outlook on everything else that you do. So I want to encourage you to make God the focus of your day. Here's what Jesus did. It says in Mark 6 that Jesus went up to a mountainside to pray. Many times in the Bible, it talks about the men of God, Jesus included, who would go off and spend some time alone in prayer. Jesus did this frequently. He'd go and he'd spend time with his Father and see what God wanted him to do. He'd spend time with God to find out what move to make next. You'll read about him spending a whole night in prayer, and then the next morning he went out and picked the 12 disciples. He needed, for his daily work, he needed to go back to God and get the direction and get the focus and get that anchoring in his life. Even though he was God himself, he still communed with the Father as the Son. And we can do the same thing. Jesus says we're children of God just like he is, and that we can come to him and call him our Father and just enjoy some time with him. In the devotional, you'll find a whole day just devoted to our relationship with God the Father. And you'll find that that day will help you understand God in a new way, maybe that you've never understood him before. In Hebrews 12:2, it says we can fix our eyes on Jesus. And that when we fix our eyes on Jesus, who's the author and perfecter of our faith, we can do like Jesus did. And even though Jesus went to his cross, he was able to fix his eyes on God, and that was the joy that God had given him. God gave him a joy to focus on that carried him through a terrible time in his life. But it says, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. And that's because he centered his life on God, and we can center our lives on God in the same way. You may wonder, why would I need to do a daily devotional? Isn't it good enough to focus on God once a week, maybe when I go to church or when I go to Mass or when I'm at the golf course and I just focus on God for a few minutes? Is that enough? Well, the Bible says that we're supposed to live and breathe the very Word of God, that throughout our day we're to spend time with God. Look at what Deuteronomy 6, verse 6 and 7 says. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. You see how often we're supposed to talk about these words that God gave us, the commandments, the laws, all the different things in the Bible? This is over 4,000 years ago he wrote this, and it still holds true today, that if we will talk about the things of God when we sit at home, when we walk along the road, when we lie down, when we get up, then we will have our lives focused on God and we'll start receiving the blessings of God. We'll have the knowledge of God. We will understand what this world is about and what our role in it is. God wants that for you very much, but you're not going to find it just out there in the world. You're not going to find it just reading the newspaper or just watching television. You're going to find it when you spend time with the God who created you. He alone knows the purpose for your life, and he will give that purpose to you as you come to him. So the two things that we've talked about so far is that God knows you better than anyone else. That's a good reason to come to him. You can just relax in front of him. Two, God will bring a focus to your life when you come to him, and you're not tossed by the waves. You just go straight through, even though other things may come against you. But three is an important fact to remember, and that is that God will transform your life when you come to him. You can do a lot of things to change your focus. If you're frustrated with your job, you can just sit down and watch television, and that will distract you for a while. Or you can read a good book, or you can go and talk to someone, or even become involved in sinful things of sleeping with people or doing drugs or other things that you know that you ought not do, but it does dull your mind and it distracts you from those things around you. But when you wake up the next morning, you will still have those things around you. Your life will be exactly the same as where you left off. You may have been distracted for a few moments, but when you come back, everything's going to be just where you left it. Now, my family, we went to an amusement park a while back, and we went with several other thousand people, and at the end of the night we watched a huge laser light show. It was very impressive, and waterfalls and all kinds of things going on. And we spent a few hours just waiting for the show to begin, and then another hour watching the show. And so about 3 hours, myself and my family and thousands of other people devoted our time to watching this entertainment. And at the end of it, we all got up and we were walking out, and I looked around at all the people and I say, God, these people are leaving entertained, but they are leaving unchanged. And I wish that I could have gotten that audience of thousands of people and talked to them about how God can change their life, so that they wouldn't just walk out having been distracted and entertained for a few hours of their life, but they would walk out with a purpose and a meaning in their life. They would walk out as changed people, as transformed people, knowing that God cares about them, God loves them, and God was going to do things in the situations they faced. That the next day wasn't going to be the same as it was before, that it would be new and it would be better because God was going to be in it. So we can distract ourselves, but God wants us to be transformed. In Romans 12, 2, he talks about this transformation. And he says, Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. God doesn't want us to just conform to all the things that are going on around us and just go with the flow. God wants us to be renewed in our mind. He wants us to be given life abundant. Do you know where the flow will go if you let it take you there? It will take you down to death and destruction. Everything in the world is decaying. If you left your garden untended, the weeds would take over and it would be strangled and everything good would be choked out. If you left your body without taking care of it, it would decay and rot and it would begin to wear out. If you leave anything in this world to just go the way that the world goes, it will decay and it will fall apart. But God says we don't have to decay. We can be transformed. We can be renewed by renewing our minds. And the best way that I know how to do it is to spend time in the Bible and spend time with God. And that's what I'm trying to encourage you to do today. And that's what this devotional, I believe, will encourage you to do as well. Again, you can find this whole devotional on the website. And it's called 2 Weeks with God. And you'll be able to spend some quiet time, maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes a morning, or in the evening, or whenever during the day you can get time to do it. But I would say, make some plans, even today, to go ahead and start this. And just see what God has to say to you through the words on these pages that we have prayed over for many months, and we have carefully written, that it will draw you and point you back to God. You'll be able to look up some scriptures that will help you and encourage you in your life, that will make you feel better, that will help you to see how God wants to work in your situation. You'll be able to get encouragement that God is very much for you. I've also put some music out on the website that you can listen to, and this is off a CD that we've just completed as well, and it's called Clear My Mind. And these are just instrumental piano songs just to help you clear your mind. And you can just listen to them freely again on the internet. Just click on any of the songs there in the music section of the ranch and just listen to those. Each day is tied to one of these songs. So you can just spend some time, quiet time with God, just saying, God, I just need to listen to you. Click on the song, listen to it for 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. You can just listen to the music and just let God speak to your heart. And just pray to him, and you talk to him, and he talks to you. That's why he created you, was to fellowship with him. That's why he created Adam and Eve in the garden, and they walked with him. Enoch walked with God. Jesus walked with God. You and I can walk with God. He'd love for you to do that. I want you to spend just a few minutes in prayer right now as well. I don't want to leave you without an opportunity to talk to God just in your own space, right where you are, and just say, God, I am open. I am eager to come to you like you want me to do. I've got some requests, and I want to lay them down before you. So I'm going to play just a few minutes on the piano, and I want you just to close your eyes and just to relax before God, just to cast all your burdens on him and just say, okay, God, this is it. This is what's on my heart. This is what's on my mind. You say not to be anxious about anything, but by prayer and petition to bring all our requests to you, and the peace of God will guard your hearts in Christ Jesus. So if you want to do that right now, would you do that and then come back and join me? We'll say a closing prayer after I play this song, and I just want to pray for your week, that God would bless it. Just come to God and say, God, here I am. I want to spend just a few minutes with you to start my week right. That was a nice time for me with the Lord. I hope it was a good time with you as well. I want to pray with you, and I want to invite you into this relationship with God. And the only way to come into a relationship with God is to come through His Son, Jesus Christ. If you've never made a commitment to Jesus Christ before, today would be the best day in the world to do it. I don't want another day to pass by without you being reconciled to your Father. Jesus said, "No one comes to the Father except through me." You might try to come through a lot of different ways to get to God, but I tell you, the only way you can get there is to have a sinless life. And if you've lived a sinless life, hallelujah, but you'd be a very rare person. In fact, I think Jesus was the only one who ever did it. The Bible says so. Now, if you want to be sinless, you can be forgiven of all your sins. Jesus died on the cross for your sins and mine. When he died there, he said, "If anyone believes in me, they shall have eternal life and shall not perish." So we can come to Jesus and say, "Jesus, will you forgive me of our sins?" And the Bible says we will be washed whiter than snow. He will forgive our sins. He will forget our sins. If you've never done this before and you want to read more about it, you can look at day 5 of your devotional. And you'll see a very clear explanation of how this works, why this works, and why it's the only way we can come back to God. But if you'd like to make that commitment now, if you're ready, I want to pray with you. If you just need encouragement in your devotional time with God, I'm going to pray for you as well. And I just want God to draw you closer and closer to Him wherever you are in your walk with Him right now. Lord, I just thank you for the people who are watching this, whether live or whether later in the week or later in the year or many years later, Lord, as it sits out on a computer somewhere. God, you know where you want this message to be, and you know exactly who you want to see it. And God, I just trust you that your word will not go out and return void, but it will do the very thing that you've called it to do. And God, I pray for any person right now who's never made a decision to follow Jesus Christ, never made a decision to ask for forgiveness of their sins and come back to you. Lord, I want them to know that there is forgiveness available to them, just as my wife and I have experienced. We have been involved in sins where the Bible says the penalty for those sins is death. And even though our lives may look very together now, they were headed towards total destruction. But God saved us and He spared us. Lord, I pray for those who believe that they're too far outside your reach. Let them know that they're not too far outside, but that you have designed this so that you can forgive anyone of anything. God, I pray that they would ask for forgiveness right now in this prayer. Dear Lord, I am sorry for the things I've done. I'm sorry for the offenses I've committed against you and against others. I know it was wrong, God, and I really need your forgiveness. Please forgive me as you promised you would. Lord, I want to believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. I believe that he died for me so I wouldn't have to. I believe he rose again from the dead so that we also could rise from the dead and live an abundant life here on earth and in heaven with you. God, I want to come back to you as my Father, but I don't know how. Please show me. Please draw me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now for you who just need encouragement to spend more time with God and quiet time with God, I was at the Billy Graham Museum this past week up in Wheaton, Illinois, and I read a quote from him from just a few years ago where he said, "If I had my life to do over again, I would spend more time with my family, less time doing interviews, and more time studying God's Word." And he said, "I can't seem to study God's Word enough, and right now I'm up to 6 hours a day." This is Billy Graham. At the peak of his life, after living many decades, and yet he wants to spend more time with God. Don't you want to spend more time with the God who created you, the God who loves you, the God who is so eager to be with you? Wouldn't you want to be with someone who wants to be with you? Please go through this devotional called 2 Weeks with God, and then let that just be the beginning of many more weeks, many more years, and the rest of your life with God. Because it doesn't stop there. It continues on. 10,000 years after we've been dead, we'll still be spending time with God if you've believed in Jesus. Let me pray for you if you need the Holy Spirit to help you to block out that time to spend time with God. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would go out right now. As only your Spirit can do, Lord, you can go out throughout the world, through the airwaves, whatever it is that you do, God, and convict people's heart. Lord, give them the encouragement to spend time with you, to devote that time to you. whether they use this devotional or some other devotional or just sheer reading the Bible and opening their minds to hearing from you. I pray they would want to do that. They would be eager to do that, and nothing would stop them from doing that. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope this has been helpful to you. I know it's always encouraging to me wherever I am in my walk, just to be encouraged to go forth with God and continue to commune with Him, because He brings a peace that passes understanding. If you're interested in getting a copy of this CD or this booklet, maybe to share with others who don't have a connection to the internet, or maybe you'd like to just take it with you and listen to it, if you'd drop me a note at pokey@theranch.org, I'll be glad to send one out to you, and we'll let you know how to get a copy of that. But again, it's all on your website, and you can just read it, and enjoy your time with God. I hope you join me again. We won't be here next week, but we'll be here the week after that with another live broadcast straight from the ranch. From my heart to yours, this is Eric Elder. Good night.